John Dickens, good morning.
Mr. Dickens, could you tell me how much it is to send a letter over to England?
How much to send a letter to England?
Yes.
I'm sure it depends on how much your letter weighs. Just ask the post office, and they'll tell you. You can even phone them and ask them if it's just an ordinary letter. I don't know.
All right, thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Yes, it's 4 before 7 o'clock. The open line, 433-3121. What's on your mind?
What time is it?
It's time for savings, free gifts, and coffee during the 24-hour blitz at Times Furniture, Wellington Road South.
Save now at Times Furniture. Plenty of free parking.
We're 3 minutes away from 7 o'clock, and that's three away from Pete James with news and weather and sports. Our temperature, still a comfortable 69 degrees downtown. Sky clear, going up to 85 today. Mainly sunny and 85 with winds light and variable. And tomorrow's outlook is also mainly sunny, not quite so hot. Today's real summertime holiday weather. Sunny and going to 85 degrees. That was Al Hurt, his trumpet, and the band doing Tansy. There's a happy little summery tune for you. Here we are at 7 o'clock. Pete with news, weather, sports next. And after that, gee, who knows what on the open line. Meantime, you can call in. We'll tape your calls right now through the news. Just phone 433-3121 to air your views. Something going on where you are, something you've been meaning to phone about, call now during news. That's 433-3121 for the holiday open line. John Dickens with you here at 980 CFPL Radio.
CFPL Radio brings you the Sunoco Sky Patrol to keep you informed all summer long with weekend beach weather and traffic reports. Watch for Jack Nixon in the London Flying Club aircraft.
You get the best of everything for modern motoring first from Sunoco.
Action Central News, Pete James reporting. The weather sunny today with a high of 85. It's now 69 degrees. A complete forecast follows the news.
Ah, summertime. Daisies blowing in the meadow. The lulling murmur of bumblebees. Cool water splashing in a dappled stream.
You've still got to eat.
Ice cubes tinkling in frosty glasses. Clouds drifting far overhead.
Meals have got to be planned. And kids still yell for dessert. What's so special about summer?
And the food in summer. Cool, refreshing. Desserts, perhaps. Fresh fruit flavors. Quivering bowls of sparkling jello.
Hmm?
Cool, jewel-colored jello.
Jello? Of course. And you can make it quickly, too, using ice cubes. It says so right on the package. First, the boiling water. Then add 10 ice cubes instead of the cold water. Stir 2 or 3 minutes, then scoop out the unmelted ice. And it's set, chilled, and ready to serve in about 3/4 of an hour. Jell-O, strawberry, pineapple, lemon.
Apple, grape, raspberry, banana, orange. Ah, summertime.
Ah, Jell-O.
Now the news. Canadians are celebrating the birth of the nation today. The one-day Dominion Day holiday will be marked by sporting events, parades, and festivals. The one-day holiday has resulted in stay-at-home entertainment rather than out-of-town trips. The Canadian Highway Safety Council predicts a traffic toll of 15 deaths during the holiday. Ottawa Prime Minister Pearson has set a 6-week parliamentary recess beginning at the end of July as a target for the Commons. However, he told the House last night the controversial Maple Leaf flag issue is among the business that must be cleared up before any recess. The Prime Minister was asked whether the opposition could force an election on the flag issue.
Well, they could do that. I hope they wouldn't be so irresponsible to do that. It wouldn't be a question of us facing an election on that issue. They would have been responsible for the election, and we would have to be ready for it. But we don't intend to take any step on our part which would bring about an election at this time. Any opposition can bring the business of government and parliament to a halt, if the opposition so desires. But I would hate to think that the opposition would do that in connection with a flag revolution for which 2 or 3 weeks debating time is being allocated. Surely that is enough time to come to a decision on even such an important matter.
Norway Premier Khrushchev is touring Norway's mountains and forests today near Bergen on his first trip into the Norwegian provinces. During the day, the Soviet Premier will place wreaths on the graves of Russians and Norwegians killed in the Second World War. London, the staff of St. Joseph's Hospital, last night was cleared of any blame in the death of 42-year-old Mrs. Lena Lusu of Chatham. Mrs. Lusu died in St. Joseph's Hospital in April after being admitted for psychiatric treatment. London tenders will be opened at Thursday's Board of Control meeting for the construction of sewers along the Queen's Avenue extension from Talbot to Rideout Street. The estimated cost of the storm and sanitary sewers is more than $27,000. Middlesex Holding is being asked to share the costs with the city. Chatham, 5 days of mystery have ended in Chatham. A 32-foot cruiser has been sailing the Thames River near Chatham advertising lighthouse cruises. The advertising said the cruises would begin soon. Yesterday, 38-year-old Donald LaChance said he's reviving a 34-mile cruise to the mouth of the river, a cruise that was discontinued 25 years ago. Warsaw, U.S. Attorney General Robert Kennedy and his family have concluded their 3-day visit to Poland. They left Warsaw this morning for London, England, en route to the United States. Washington, the controversial American Civil Rights Bill, cleared its last real barrier in the U.S. Congress last night when it was reported to the House of Representatives floor by the Rules Committee. That's the news. In a moment, the weather.
Visiting or passing through Toronto? Then make it a point to enjoy a great adventure in shopping. Yorkdale, the largest enclosed shopping center in the world. Yorkdale, the new uptown of Toronto, is situated on Highway 401 at Interchange 50A for easy access by summer travelers. Open weekdays 9:30 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. Saturdays until 6 p.m.
Shop through. Come to Yorkdale. It's the shopping adventure of them all.
Yorkdale.
Mainly sunny today and tomorrow, but not quite so hot. Winds light variable. The high today 85, low tonight 65. It's now 69 degrees. That's all the news, by all means, from Action Central. The sports report is brought to you by Labatt's IPA. For 99 years, traditionally satisfying. Switch to IPA.
How's this for excitement, pal? The top racing cars from all over the world, tuned to a T and being put to the test on a really tough course. Here they come again. You can't beat this for satisfaction.
I can. In my car.
A 26 Maxwell?
Sure. Hop in and I'll give you a little demonstration. To me, it's a lot tougher and a lot more satisfying to keep a vintage job like this in top condition.
Satisfaction? Well, it's lots of things to lots of people. To people who enjoy a really tasty ale, Satisfaction is IPA, brewed by John Labatt to satisfy you.
On the scoreboard from yesterday in the National League, Chicago over Cincinnati 1-0, Milwaukee 5, St. Louis 4, San Francisco 5, New York no score, Philadelphia 8, Houston 1. In the American League, Minnesota 3, Baltimore 1, Kansas City 2, Boston 1. The Yankees took two games from Los Angeles, 4-0 and 3-2. Washington over Detroit 6-5, Chicago beat Cleveland 12-3. International League, Syracuse 1, Toronto no score, Rochester 4, Buffalo 3, Richmond 7, Atlanta 1, Jacksonville 4, Columbus 3. The London Pontiacs and Guelph Seajoys split two games last night. The first one went to Guelph 3-2. It was the completion of that 16-inning marathon that was stopped at 2-2 about 10 days ago. In the regularly scheduled game, Rolf Scheel pitched the Pontiacs to a 4-2 victory. It was Scheel's fifth win in six decisions. He had his unearned run string snapped, though, at 45 innings when the Seajoys pushed across an earned run in the bottom of the first. Pontiacs have three games remaining this week. Tomorrow they're in Stratford, entertain Brantford Red Sox at Labatt Park Friday night, then play in Galt on Saturday. Brantford, Guelph, and London all trail the league-leading Galt Terriers by just one half game. In golf, Sue Hilton, preparing for the Ontario Ladies Open at Sunningdale a week from Monday, won the St. Thomas Ladies Invitation yesterday with a 79. The field played under 97-degree heat. After the tournament, Miss Hilton said she thought she'd played well, but the putts weren't dropping for her. She won the St. Thomas Invitation 2 years ago. Long prices paid at Western Fair Raceway last night, and for a report from trackside, here is Gord Brooks.
Longshot bettors had a field day last night here at the raceway if they followed their hunches. The longest pay of the evening on a single horse came in the ninth race when Libby Lee registered to pay a win price of $66.60. In the sixth, Colonel McGregor paid $41.50, and in the third, Meadow Mabel produced a win pay of $31.90. The exactors paid $42.30, $97.20, and $95.40.
And of course, the Trotters and Pacers will be going again tonight. Post time for the first one, 7:45. There's stock car racing as well this evening. Out at Brody's Delaware Raceway, a holiday show, 8:30 is starting time. The semifinals will be played today in the men's singles of Wimbledon Tennis Championships over in England. Defending champion Chuck McKinley of the United States, seeded second, takes on Australia's Fred Stoll in one match, while top-seeded Roy Emerson of Australia plays Willy Bungert of West Germany in the other. In last year's Wimbledon, McKinley defeated Stoll to win the title, and Bungert scored a big upset by downing Emerson, then also the top seed, in a quarter-final match. News from several Canadian Football League camps yesterday. In Calgary, former Edmonton star Rolly Miles said he plans to end his two-year retirement plan and play for the Calgary Stampeders. From Toronto comes word that veteran center Norm Stoneberg is expected to retire because of business pressures. And the British Columbia Lions have signed Paul Seal to a five-year contract. This is the longest pack ever given a Canadian player in the CFL. Veteran race driver Fireball Roberts is reported to have taken a sharp turn for the worse in Charlotte, North Carolina, where he's been undergoing treatment for severe burns. Roberts was burned in more than 70% of his body May 24th in a collision at the World 600-mile stock car race. And finally, Buddy Day of Halifax won the vacant Canadian Junior Lightweight Championship last night with a 12-round split decision over Jackie Carter in Halifax. Carter is also from Halifax. He sent Day to the canvas in the fifth round, but they recovered to post the victory. The sports report has been brought to you by Labatt's IPA, and that's all the news by all means from Action Central. When news breaks, call General 88391, $5 for the best news tip of the day. News is next at 7:30.
Stand by for music. It's 10 minutes past seven. Not 3%, not even 4%, but a great big 4 1/8%. The interest you get with a special savings account at Ontario Loan and Debenture, Dundas at Market Lane. Do you have a savings account, or are you planning to open one soon? Well, let me repeat. Ontario Loan and Debenture pays 4 1/8% on your special savings account. That's the highest interest on any savings account in London, and it's paid on minimum monthly balances. If you're going to save, you should look for the highest interest rates you can find, bearing the matter of safety in mind. Ontario Loan and Debenture offers higher interest rates, longer office hours, and prompt, knowledgeable service. No 10 to 3 hours, no formality. All new special savings accounts open will bear the big 4 1/8% interest. And the Ontario Loan and debenture office, Dundas at Market Lane, is open till 9 on Friday evening. So save where it's convenient and where it pays more to save. Ontario Loan and Debenture, Dundas at Market Lane, since 1870. Stand by now. We've got music, and the open line is open for you. Phone 433-3121. John Dickens here with the women folk.
Well, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. Well, hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Well, my brother Bill runs steel on the heel, and he'll run you off a gallon or two. Yeah, buzzards in the sky get so drunk they can't fly from the smell of that good old Mountain Dew.
Well, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. Well, I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Now the preacher went by with a tear in his eye. Lord, he told me that his wife had the flu. Now I told him he ought just to get her a quart of that good old Mountain Dew.
Well, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. Well, I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Well, my Auntie June got a brand new perfume, and it had a sweet smell and phew. Boy, she surprised when she had it at last with that good old Mountain Dew.
Well, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. Well, I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Now, my cousin Mort, he is sawed off and short. Lord, he measures about 4'2". But he thinks he's a giant when you slip him a pint of that good old Mountain Dew.
Well, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. Well, I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
One more time.
Well, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. Well, I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
That's that good old Mountain Dew, and that's the women folk from their new album. Boy, how those gals sing out. It's now 14 past 7 o'clock.
There's parking for over 5,000 cars daily within steps of Eaton's.
So shop with assurance at Eaton's, the store that will not knowingly be undersold.
Our weather today is just great for the holiday. Mainly sunny with light variable winds and a high of 85 expected. Downtown temperature now, sky clear and blue, 69 degrees. 69 on the way to a sunny 85 for this Canada Day, July 1st.
Morning, honey.
Hi.
Breakfast?
Just black coffee, please.
You should eat more than that.
I should lose some weight.
By not eating anything?
Sure. Well, maybe it.
I know, a couple of donuts at your coffee break.
You mean skip the donuts?
I mean you should try Kellogg's Special K Breakfast.
Well, what's that?
Here, it's on the box. Half a grapefruit or juice, a bowl of Kellogg's Special K with sugar and skim milk, plus black coffee or tea. Only 240 calories.
Well, why is that better than not eating at all?
Because 1 ounce of Kellogg's Special K and 4 ounces of skim milk is a good dietary source of protein.
So?
So, if you have enough nourishment at breakfast, you may be satisfied till lunch.
Figures.
So why not enjoy Kellogg's Special K breakfast now?
So pass the Kellogg's Special K.
.980 time now, 15 past 7 o'clock. Let's check the line.
John Dickens, good morning.
Could you tell me what Shirley Booth's maiden name was, or anybody on the open line?
Shirley Booth? Well, we'll try and find out for you.
Will you? Yeah. Well, thanks a lot.
Okay.
Bye.
Let's see if somebody knows now. Give us a call. 433-3121 on the open line. What concerns you this holiday morning? Whatever you'd like to talk about, it's a good time to phone. That's 433-3121.
What time is it?
Time to save at Times Furniture during their 24-hour blitz until 10 p.m. Dominion Day.
There are free gifts, coffee, and parking, plus great savings at Times Furniture, Wellington Road South.
I'll look at our beach weather for those of you who'll be heading for the resorts. It looks like a good day, especially perhaps along Lake Huron shore, where weather will be fair. There'll be light northwesterly winds. That's light northwesterly winds, fair weather, and a high temperature at the Lake Huron resorts like Grand Bend, the Pinery, Ipperwash, and the rest, just over the 80 mark. The lake should be fairly calm. And at Lake Erie, we have variable cloudiness forecast with a southwest breeze 10 to 15 knots, so it should just get up close to the 80 mark at the Lake Erie resorts like Port Dover, Port Burwell, Rondo, Port Stanley, and the rest. All in all, pretty good weather. Be careful wherever you're going, and take along your portable and let 980 keep you company with all kinds of holiday music.
John Dickens, good morning.
Good morning, John. I just phoned the LTC, and the buses are not running this morning until 9, and there are several trades that are working throughout the day today, and most of them, when they work at London Life, take the bus.
Yeah.
And now I'll have to drive my husband to work because the buses are not running, and I don't think mainly the men are thinking about this morning.
Okay, we'll get your call on.
Right.
Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, that's a good little reminder. And let's see now, most of the building tradesmen, most of the construction workers work today. Most of them work today and take Friday off. So those who would normally take the bus, I guess, will have to get there some other way this morning. And I suppose most of the jobs start about 8 o'clock. Some of them, I guess, are starting earlier than that now. So good luck. I hope you'll get there today. The buses are on the holiday schedule, as the lady points out. It's 18 past 7 o'clock. Your open line, phone 433-3121.
What's new?
The 1964 edition of Artistic's annual July sale starts tomorrow.
See Artistic's ad in today's free press.
That's what's new in London.
Let's make it music now. Here's Johnny Rivers, and this is the number one song, Memphis.
Long distance information, give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who placed the call. 'Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who would call me if I'm Memphis, Tennessee. Her home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. From her eye, but we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot add, only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Well, Marvin, how's the rubber band snapback idea working out?
Pretty good, sir. I still use a golf ball rubber winding to fasten to our customers' cars when they leave.
After their regular Guardian maintenance service.
Right. That way, those Chevrolet, Pontiac, Oldsmobile, Buick, Cadillac, or GMC trucks can snap back here when it's time for a Guardian maintenance again.
At the time and mileage intervals recommended in the owner protection plan.
Uh-huh.
Certainly interesting how that long rubber band runs from the customer's rear bumper back to this box bolted to your workbench. It's like... Hey!
Hey, isn't your workbench moving?
Uh-oh, quick, grab the corner.
I can't hold it, Marvin.
Whoops.
Great Scott, the workbench ripped right off the wall.
Yeah, I guess it wasn't bolted down so good.
Do you know where it snapped to?
Well, yeah, it was fastened to Mr. Auberbacher's Buick.
All right, let's stand back, everybody. Can I have your name again, sir?
Auberbacher.
Mm-hmm. Want to tell us about it one more time?
Like I said, I was struck from behind by a workbench.
Mm-hmm.
I think I got a little whiplash here.
Yes, sir.
I'm just driving down the street. See, all of a sudden, this workbench comes out of nowhere.
It's now 21 minutes after 7 o'clock here on the open line. Going to roll out the welcome mat this holiday morning, see who some of our new neighbors are, and we'll say how do you do to folks who moved to London from Aylmer, Quebec. We greet Mr. and Mrs. R. Kempster at 624 Viscount Avenue. From Kitchener, the Lee family at 654 Viscount. From Toronto, we greet Mr. and Mrs. Cross at 750 Ladybrook Avenue. From Kingston, the Frawley family at 755 Ladybrook. And from Toronto, Mr. and Mrs. Hughes and family at 748 Ladybrook Crescent. There they are, a few of our new neighbors. Nice to have you living in London, friends. Watch for your high neighbor welcome service hostess. She'll be calling on you shortly. And remember, whether you're a newcomer or an old-timer, the open line is yours. It's your program, and we'll welcome your call. Whatever you'd like to discuss, you just phone 433-3121.
John Dickens, good morning.
John, why don't they have, intermediate and senior for, that swimming lesson the first time for registration?
I don't know. I guess you'd have to phone the POC and ask them about that. I don't know why that is.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Bye.
Yes, the swim lessons are scheduled the way they're scheduled for a purpose, I'm sure, and the PUC Recreation Department office would tell you if you called during office hours, and not on the holiday today, but tomorrow. It's now 23 past 7 o'clock.
Save like never before at the gigantic warehouse clearance sale today at the great new Patton's Place warehouse only. The store is closed, but the warehouse is wide open till 9 tonight. See today's free press.
All right. It's 7:23 on the open line. That was the Ray Conniff Singers from their new album, Speak to Me of Love. It's now 26 past 7 o'clock.
This is Bill Brady for Corral Motors. Listen. It's here now at Savette's Big Parking Lot in the White Oak Center, Wellington Road South. Corral Motors Studebaker Stampede. Your big opportunity to buy the 1964 Studebaker, made here in Canada for the whole automotive world. Cruisers, Wagoneers, that's the machine with the sliding roof. The Daytona hardtops and convertibles, and the Commander. Now hear this. You can own a 1964 Studebaker Commander automobile, not a compact but a full-size six-cylinder family car for only $2,287 and not a stripped model. This rugged steel-framed car has padded dash and seat belts and all the extras you'd expect in a luxury model. And yet it's only $2,287 complete. Remember, you can handle it with no down payment and easy terms if your credit warrants it. Head for the big Corral Motors Studebaker Stampede on now at the Savette parking lot, Wellington Road South in the White Oak Center, every night till 10.
John Dickens, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes.
I just wanted to phone you and thank you for your last advertisement, you know. I didn't know the buses weren't running today.
Is that right?
That's true.
Well, you were going to go out and wait a while, were you?
I was, yes.
Yeah.
I'd probably been cussing them, you know, if I hadn't known the difference, but now I do.
Well, how are you going to get there now?
Beg your pardon?
How will you get where you're going now?
Oh, I'll probably get a cab.
Okay, good luck to you.
Don't bother me too much anyway.
Right.
Thanks a million.
Thank you.
Bye.
Well, glad to be of service this morning. It's 27 past 7 o'clock and the buses are on holiday schedule today. Bill Yardy just out downtown said,